Non-traditional forms of employment, freelancing, consulting, and more, are accounting for an increasing share of the economy in the Bay Area and beyond, enough so that there is now a collective term for them, the gig economy.
The gig economy itself has, of course, been around for a long time. And this whole description of the gig economy evolving was in the book Megatrends in the 1980s. But the sharing economy companies like Uber and Airbnb have led to more people doing it and a lot more publicity around people that have non-traditional jobs.
That's Steve King, a partner at Emergent Research, an East Bay firm that analyzes the small business economy. One thing driving this trend, he says, is that many traditional jobs have become increasingly demanding and unpleasant.
Benefits have been cut, job security's down, workloads are up. And in some cases, you get a lot of information about workplaces just being completely toxic. And so as traditional jobs become less attractive, more people see the flexibility, autonomy, and control of being self-employed, becoming part of the gig economy. That becomes more attractive and more people make the shift.
One way that translates into the gig economy, he adds, involves people working for traditional employers but on a contingency basis, rather than a regular full or part-time schedule.
They have some other kind of work relationship with their employer than a traditional full or part-time job. We have been projecting for some time that it will reach 40% of the total workforce by the year 2020.
What's important to realize about those figures is that it won't be people who freelance exclusively.
Melissa Geisinger is co-founder of Web and Interactive Media Professionals, WIMP for short, a networking and support organization for them in Sonoma County.
These are people who maybe they have part-time, full-time employment somewhere, but they're also on the side doing freelance work. And I think that also speaks a lot to where we are in our economy right now, where either people can't get by on their full-time incomes and have to look elsewhere, or full-time employers acknowledge the fact that people have interests elsewhere and encourage them to pursue other interests on the side.
And for many of these people, adds her WIMP co-founder, Joshua Simmons, working that way is a deliberate choice.
They recognize that they have a skill set that can be applied in a lot of different places, and they also have a want to perhaps restore some balance to their lives. Also a want to see themselves as larger than any one job. So rather than getting a job at company X, you may contract with a company because you also are aligned on these other values. It gives a lot more choice to both the hiring company and the contractor themselves.
The gig economy, he says, is an outgrowth of some powerful social forces that will also amplify those trends.
This isn't about technology professionals or media professionals. This is about a new way of working and a new way of creating that workforce. And the implications just, they fractal out.
One example of that are the new types of support for these workers that are springing up to help them. Tomorrow, we look at one of them, co-working. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.